New consultation on the patient last name Bitton, Bitton, first name Michael, the date 1/22/2013. New paragraph, chest complaint, history of motor vehicle accident, comma, neck, back pain, shoulders pain, and left hip pain, period. New paragraph, history of present illness. Michael Beaton is a very pleasant 48-year-old right-handed Caucasian gentleman who was in his excellent good state of health until he was involved in a car accident on 1/16/2013. He was a restrained driver of the Subaru Outback. He stopped at the intersection when the driver of the Chrysler 2001 re-ended his vehicle with approximately speed of 40 miles an hour. Prior to the collision, the patient was relaxed and was keeping his both hands on the steering wheel, period. The force of the impact caused his body and his neck going forward and backwards. He hit the headrest. There was no loss of the consciousness or obvious bruises or bleeding. He was in a state of shock. The patient didn't lose the consciousness, but he developed a pretty fast pain in his neck and low back and shoulders and left hip. He was evaluated. He was brought by ambulance to Swedish Medical Center, where he had X-rays taken, as well as the chest CT scan of the cervical spine. He was recommended to take Advil and follow up with a primary care physician. Period. Unfortunately, his symptoms got worse. Period. The patient telling me that pain is very intense. Again, it's mostly localizing in his right shoulder, neck. He reports left shoulder pain as well as the left hip pain with radiation to anterior thigh area. Period. Has a hard time walking or sitting for more than a few minutes. He cannot swim anymore, and was not capable of returning to work as a locksmith and a plumber. Period. He is very irritable. Had a mood swings. He reports no obvious cognitive dysfunctions or flashbacks of the accidents or driving anxiety. His past medical history remarkable for laparotomy and lung surgery almost 30 years ago while he was serving in Israeli army period. Current medications, he stopped taking ibuprofen. Neurology is not known. Review of system also remarkable for the right rib cage pain, period. Family history, migraines. So on examination, height 5'6" and weight.
Weight 215.
215, period. His blood pressure 120 over 70, heart rate 70. I found patient to be in acute distress due to generalized pain. He has a hard time getting down in a horizontal position in examination table. It's also difficulties tying his shoes. I found no signs of exaggerated pain behavior. The range of motion on the cervical, lumbar, sacral spine was significantly reduced. There was a focal tenderness over the right sacroiliac joint. Patrick sign was positive on both sides. Double leg straight raising test was positive on both sides. He also had a left LASSAG, LASSAGUE sign in a 60 degrees over the left sign, in the 60 degrees period. There was a dramatic reduction of the movements in the cervical spine, these focal tenderness over cervical paraspinal muscles. There was also muscle spasm in his right thoracic spinal muscles, period. Impression, I'm sorry, the deep tendon reflexes were symmetric, as well as the sensory exam. I found no appendicular or truncal ataxia, and his gait was steady, but he is favoring his left leg, period. New paragraph, impression, history of motor vehicle accident with acute neck, low back injury, with myofascial facetogenic neck pain and back pain, left the sacroiliac joint, somatic dysfunction, period, left bilateral shoulder pain, number next, post-traumatic right rib cage pain, number next, post-traumatic acute stress reaction, period. According to the patient, his symptoms significantly affect his social, family, and recreational activities. He cannot return to work at this point, or swimming, or doing any sexual activities in that period. My recommendations, number one, to start him on Percocet, 10-3-25 milligram from half to full tablet three times a day. Number two, he will start taking Flexeril 10 milligram every night. Number three, he will ice his neck and back three times a day for 5 minutes. Number next, I will refer him to see Dr. Slava Belits, Belits, who is a chiropractor and physical therapist, to start pain management period. Please affect carbon copy of this report to Dr. Slava Belits. Period. I will reevaluate patient in my office in a few weeks. If his pain is still persistent, we might consider doing trigger points injection and a sacroiliac joint block. Period. A signature, Alexander Feldman, MD. Face-to-face time, 45 minutes.